It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, there he is.
Still not right, is it?
Not right in the head there, boy.
I say that boy ain't right.
Yep.
Anyway, how you been, buddy?
Yes, I've been fine.
You have a good night last night?
Yes.
You get in trouble at all?
Nope. Did a little celebrating with James's birthday and...
The new dad.
Yep, the new dad.
How's he handling the role?
I think he's doing pretty well.
He is.
Better than his old man did back in the day, I think. Yeah. But I got to see Everett a little bit last night, too, and now he's starting to...
Everett Henry. Hank is his... I call him Little Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, Little Hank. That's probably the last thing your family wants. Do not call him Hank.
It's not Everett Henry.
I know it's not.
No.
It is to me.
Yes, it is. Okay. Well, you're going to be his godfather, aren't you?
Oh,
or something.
I am the godfather.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, any big plans for today besides ducking the raindrops if it happens?
Maybe.
Staying out of the heat.
Just a few things here and there. Just cruising, baby.
Just cruising right along.
Yeah.
Must be nice, Phil.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Right.
So isn't that road nice out there?
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
Smooth.
Smooth sailing. It's absolutely neat.
The vibe doesn't know how to act.
I know. It's like my bolts aren't falling off.
No.
My lug nuts are staying on.
Right, exactly.
Because every time we had to come in here, we had to tighten lug nuts up again.
Just about. Yes. And it's nice to have a driveway again.
It is. Very nice.
Remember, the business is on the other side now.
They have to go through.
Yeah. And it wasn't... as important to us as it is for retail businesses.
100%.
Restaurants and places like that, because, it doesn't matter if people get in here or not.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We can interview them by phone. That's the biggest reason we had to get people in here. But
right. I visited New Tech Carts yesterday, Phil.
Did you?
Yep. And, boy, do they have some neat machines over there. Wow. That's all I'm going to say.
Just go over there and dream, don't you?
Oh, I tell you what. It's just like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, so there are some neat little... electric golf carts over there for the road.
We drove one in the Lone Rock Parade.
Yes, we did. Yeah. It was kind of neat. I'm glad I didn't wreck it.
That's a good thing. It is.
Yeah, I think it is, Phil. I don't know what we would have done. I would have said, Phil was driving. He's the boss.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So,
put the blame on me.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. So we may have to purchase one for the radio.
Think so?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You think we could get it, if they can make us a path on the outside of Highway 14, to get downtown, because you can't drive them here, but you can drive them, 35 and under?
Yep.
So, but anyway.
County road, right?
County road. Your question of the day, young man.
What is it?
What was your first job?
First job? Well, it was
let's say,
on the farm.
Not farm or not radio. What, did you have another job? Or I know you went to school of broadcasting.
We did. DJing.
DJing,
mobile DJing.
Anything outside the radio industry?
That's probably about it.
Is it really? Okay.
Farming.
Right,
I did some work for area farms, too, when I was a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, you and Peckled Speet.
Peckled Speet.
Your ward blunder today is brought to you by J&J Auto and Salvage in Boscobel. Take in your junk. Anyway, you might be from Arkansas, Philip, if you've ever grilled during a tornado warning because the meat was already thawing.
Yeah, why waste it, right?
I do that now.
Do you?
If it's on the grill, It doesn't matter the weather. It's going to get done.
You're out there grilling in a tornado.
It's going to get done.
Boscobel's had a share of bad weather, it seems. You know, I mentioned that earlier. It seems like this year's been quite a stormy year.
Very stormy.
Going back to early spring.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get a lot of rain last night.
No, not a lot.
So
it's a nice gentle shower. And as I said earlier, it's nice to have a night when, you know, there was a watch out. But, you know, it seemed like every time it rained, we had some sort of watch or warning.
Right.
And so it was nice just to not worry about
it. If it could rain every night like that. Or every Monday, every Sunday night, gentle rain.
There you go.
We're good to go.
Automatic sprinkler.
Isn't it so lush and gorgeous out, though?
Yes, it is.
My goodness.
Good time
of year. Crops look good.
Crops are doing well. Yeah.
And everybody's yard and weeds are growing like crazy. Just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you know the most slam dunks by a rabbit in 1 minute is 7 dunks, Phil?
Slam dunks by a rabbit?
By a rabbit, yep, by a rabbit.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, that's a world record, you know?
World record. How high was the hoop?
I don't know. It just says the most slam dunks by a rabbit in 1 minute is 7 of them.
Wow.
Talk about a nice rabbit.
Yeah, I'd like to see that video.
He's probably got more points than you and I combined in high school.
Well, if you count warm-ups, no.
No warm-ups.
No,
just regular game.
Just regular game?
Yeah. Farthest frisbee catch by a dog, Philip. Get this. 402 feet.
My goodness.
That's over a football field.
So the dog started as they threw it.
As they threw it.
And he ran.
400. I'm just thinking, who in the heck can throw a frisbee 402 feet?
That's the talent.
It's like, screw. It's like, not even the dog. It's like,
right.
What machine or man or person threw that 402 feet?
That's amazing.
That is absolutely just like shocking.
I'd like to see a video of that,
too. I don't care about the dog. I just want to see the guy throw a 402 feet frisbee because that's a long way, Phil.
Have you seen the video? I've seen it a couple times of the guys doing this where they throw a football and then run and catch it.
Yes.
Like 50 yards or whatever it is.
I look at that and like, why?
Well, I don't know how you would do it. I mean, you'd have to be pretty fast. You'd also have to have...
You'd have to have some launch.
Pretty
good.
You'd have
to have some
air
underneath the ball. Yeah. Not me. It ain't happening. I could do it...
You got the air.
I got the air. Wind. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But there ain't no way. But it's pretty impressive what these young men are doing.
Yes, absolutely.
So, today is game day. We have a game brought by Donna.
Yeah,
what kind of
game is this?
Well,
I didn't get a preview of this.
What it is, it says, say it again game.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's probably a one-use package with what we're going to do here, Philip.
All right.
What we're going to do here is one player wears the mouthpiece at a time. Okay, we have two mouthpieces in here. I've already opened it up. I've tested both mouthpieces.
Oh, nice. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, so There's your mouthpiece.
All right.
All right. And there's the dice. And here are the cards, Philip. This is where it gets interesting, so.
Huh.
Anyway, okay. Let's see if we can open up the cards. I should have done this earlier.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, Henry wasn't thinking.
And here's a die.
Yeah. So what happens is, Philip, if you want to read the instructions here, where everybody
One
knows.
One player wears the mouthpiece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Draw a card. Roll the dice. Try to read the matching phrase.
Right. So what is? There's phrases on these cards.
Okay.
Okay. And where'd the die go? So you
right here.
All right. So if you rolled a blue, you got to say the blue one on here.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So and I have to figure out what you're saying.
So who gets the point?
I don't know. I think it's just for fun, and people are going to make fun of us on Facebook when this gets posted.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think?
Probably. Okay.
All
who
right.
goes with the mouthpiece first?
I don't know. Well, you can, or?
You can put it in your mouth first.
Oh, really?
Think anybody will know the difference?
Maybe. I don't know how to go.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Is that how you do it?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay, roll the dice. All right. Comes up black plus.
Cupcakes and sprinkles.
What?
Cupcakes and sprinkles.
Cupcakes and sprinkles. I got
there
it
go.
On the second take.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can do this or not.
I got a big mouth. You want mine, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Roll the dice. And it's a purple diamond.
Purple diamond. Mm. Think happy thoughts.
Think happy thoughts.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, boy, that's gross.
Whitewater rafting.
What?
Whitewater rafting.
Whitewater rafting. Woo! I can get it on the second one if I really listen carefully. Wow.
All right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One more here. Okay.
Boo.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah! Oh. Well, you guys are really used to talk like this.
I'm used to it. I can hear it. It's just like home.
I know.
One more. One more.
Yeah? All right. Right. All right.
Green.
Green.
Don't be negative Nancy.
Don't be a negative Nancy.
One more. Wed
stall.
Okay. Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns. One a penny, two a penny. Hot cross buns. Thank you very much.
Did I say hot cross buns?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dad.
It's the first song you learn on your musical instrument sometimes.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's just a few notes.
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah, or hot cross mouth. That game was actually kind of fun.
That was fun. Yes, absolutely.
It was very, very different. Phil, if you could put your mouthpiece in here, I will wash it.
Oh, so we can play again. Yeah. All right. Gross.
Well, it's whatever, but I'll wash them.
Okay.
I'll put vinegar on yours.
Probably need to put something on it.
Because that's actually kind of fun. What would really be neat if you had this game, and we could bring this back out and eat two saltine crackers and then try to say
it. Oh, boy. That'd be a mess.
Yeah, it would, but it'd be fun. Everywhere.
Oh,
so
boy.
Anyway, anything that we need to look forward to today?
I'm trying to think.
The big rodeo or the barrel racing this weekend.
Yes, that's going on.
That is going on. So mm-hmm. That's really fun, especially the peewees. Get down and see that. That's really, really neat. And then the beef producers are at Napa today and
that's
tomorrow.
Right. That's right.
Okooch, I was going to say Okooch Books, but Okooch.
Humane Society.
Yeah, going to have their card open tomorrow. Not today.
Right.
I know the ad said today and tomorrow, but it is tomorrow.
Yep.
They canceled it for
they
today.
They changed it.
And I did change the ad, so if you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's all kinds of things going on. So just listen up on community calendar and listen to Phil, because Phil's going to give you everything you need to know and plus some.
You bet, baby.
So anyway, the love line today.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
Are you ready? Today is Thursday,
June.
July 9th.
All right.
Dang, girl. You should have a caution. Contents may be hot label.
Oh boy. Yeah. I'm not going to use that one.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a pretty good line, Phil.
Yeah. You have to go back home to Pea Ridge and see how that works.
Not happening.
No?
Yeah. They think I'm a Yankee when I go down there.
Do they really?
Oh, yes.
Why is that now? Because you've been gone too long?
I talk like that.
You talk like that?
Yes.
You talk like a Yankee.
Yes, they can hear. Well, you have a northern accent. Where are you from? Wisconsin? Yeah, get out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's my own family. But have a great day, young man.
Can't even go to the family reunion.
Can't even go to the family reunion, my man. Right. Have a great day and be kind, my friend.
That's Hank Bray.